And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, along with Wayne Cotto here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have the man, Captain Matt Marlow from the Limitless out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Hey, you stay tuned. This is going to be one great show talking yellowtail fishing and more. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, do we have a great show for you. Matt Barlow from the Limitless is in the shop. We just got done with last weekend with the PCS show here in Del Mar. Boy, was that a great show. Busy, busy, busy.
That was great. And we have a big show for you today. We have a lot going on. We have Captain Ken Frankie from Sport Fishing Association coming in a bit to talk about MPAs and some of the heads up that every angler needs to pay attention to very, very shortly. And then later on in the show, it's the big day. We'll be giving away all these prizes that we did for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Tommy P will be coming in the second hour, so you want to be sure to tune in to the Let's Talk Hookup app or the Facebook and YouTube Live in the second hour to see if you won one of these fantastic prizes. The trip on the Polaris Supreme, Costa Sunglasses, the Torium Reel, or the Talica Reel from Shimano. It's a big show today, and Captain Matt Barlow's here. Good morning, Matty.
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
You've been catching yellowtail on that Limitless, huh?
It's been good fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been really good down there.
Good grade, too, right?
Yeah, I'd call it like 18 to 25, and most of it's, you know, closer to 25. So good grade of fish.
Super.
And a lot of them. Yeah, it's been a good spring.
And nice weather, too, right?
It's pretty far cry from last year where we did not have this. So we're very fortunate. I think everybody is that's fishing down there.
Yeah.
So it's a good start to the season.
For sure. So now you operate out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay right there with Steve and Johnny and Bubba and the whole gang.
The whole gang, yeah.
Yeah, and of course Ron right next door. It's like big focal point.
It's a big fam.
Yeah.
It's a big family.
Yeah. And the Limitless is a historic boat, shall we call it, right?
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah.
The Pacifica yachts are built in Costa Mesa through the 70s and 80s. And, I mean, it's got really great lines and raises a lot of fish. So
yeah.
It's been around a long time.
Yeah, they do. I had my 36 for years.
Yeah.
I think just attracts fish.
It does.
It's just, they're amazing. must be the Sonic in the that they built in Costa Mesa, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Or Tom Paterno that owned the boat before me put his juju on it too.
Yeah.
So, and you know, it drifts really well. It's just like it's a classic boat.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're honored to own it.
Super comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Paterno, what an amazing guy. I got to fish with him aboard the Limitless a few times.
Yeah.
And you basically inherited the legendary vessel. And he did everything to that vessel, right?
He did a lot. I mean, he obviously the reputation of the boat he built and then the integrity of the boat. He put a lot of money into it and resources. So we're continuing on with that. So,
You've owned it for how long?
This will be my sixth season on the boat. So, yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun.
Yeah. So take up to six anglers?
We take up to six people, and we do up to 3.5-day trips. I'd say majority of our trips, though, are 1.5 to 2.5 day. Yeah. But right now, obviously, we're doing 3/4 days, full-day trips to the islands.
You've been getting the bluefin in the past years, huh?
Yeah, it's been pretty. I mean, that's what we've been living off of. So, from 20 pounds to 300 pounds, you know, this has been a great run of bluefin, and we've been on them pretty good.
Yeah. What do you think's the outlook for this year?
People always ask me that. I mean, it's pretty hard to deny, like, the elevated water temperatures and what you know, like, Polaris Supreme and those guys are seeing and catching, and just the amount of yellowtail on the beach. I think we're going to be in for, not just bluefin. I think we're going to have some more species in the mix earlier.
You have the warm water out there, too.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I mean, you go on a half-day boat right now. You could see it. You go out 1 mile out, and it's clean blue and 65, 66 degrees.
Crazy. In March.
Yeah.
And April 1's coming.
Yeah.
April 1 opens rockfish.
Yeah.
Rockfish season.
So it's been a treat to see this great water. So hopefully a bunch of different species will fill in.
Yeah. And the good news is that yellowtail was concentrated down on the rock pile. Now it's spread out. The water got clean in the other parts of the islands, and it's all over the place now.
Yeah, we fished down there yesterday, and we had stops in multiple areas of the islands, not just the rock pile. So
nice.
It's definitely spreading around, and every day is different. You know, it's Coronado Island fishing, so it's one of the harder fish to catch ever. But when they're biting, you know, it can be really good. So
especially when the grade is as good as it is now.
Right. You're not catching 5-pounders. We're catching 20, 25-pounders.
Yeah.
So it's been fun.
One thing of caution for private boaters going down there is the Mexican Navy has been down there and has been checking.
Correct.
Yeah, so make sure you have all your paperwork.
All your stuff,
you
correct.
You need FMM for everybody on the boat. You need
correct.
Mexican fishing license for everybody on the boat. But, and that doesn't matter what age they are, too.
Everybody has Mexican fishing license for
everybody.
Passenger. Yeah.
And then a bracelet. Because you're in
bracelet.
The Biosphere Reserve bracelet, and as well as your passport.
Correct.
Or passport card.
Passport card or passport.
Passport,
That's key. It's really, I like having the passport card so you don't have to carry along the booklet.
Correct.
It's just way better. It fits in your wallet. If you have a few minutes, and then if you lose it, you still have your passport. So it's really, like, you lose your passport, it's a nightmare.
And
so,
then, like me, if you don't have the real ID, you can use that as your real ID, too, when you go to the airport. So,
that's very true.
So, very true. So, so what's in store for the Limitless? You're taking charge. I mean, you're probably pretty booked up already.
We're pretty booked up. I mean, our season, we fish our offshore season, which is our heavy part of our season is offshore. Bread and butter is, I'd say, middle of May to early November.
So this is all bonus stuff.
This is, I mean, last year, I don't think we really fished until I can't remember, but it wasn't this good. But, this is bonus round for sure, pretty early for us.
Yeah, we didn't have any of this last year.
But, it kind of goes with it, though. People, you know, will start to fill in and book charters, you know, like with this kind of fishing, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been really good, really, really
when
good.
When you're going to Coronado Islands, half day, 3/4 day, full day, it's you and another captain? One deckhand?
Yeah, so there's two of us on a 3/4 day or a full day.
But you go overnight or longer than it's three?
There's three of us. There's two captains.
Two other captains. That's Matt and Ryan?
Yeah, so I have Ryan Block, I have Matt Purcell, I have Paul Caramo, and then I have a couple other guys, too.
Awesome.
So, yeah. You have to have, So,
somebody's got to be on watch.
Exactly.
So this time of the year, Coronado Islands trip, what time do you leave?
I'd like to get a jump on it. I mean, even if we advertise a trip at like 6 a.m., I like to, like, guys show up at 5.
Yeah.
The time you get bait. We take a lot of bait. We, like, take a lot of bait on these trips because it's very important, especially with heavy boat traffic, and kind of pull them off, you know, have them stick to you.
For sure.
But, you know, we like to get a jump on it if we can. So, like a 12-hour trip, so I'd say best, you know, like a 5 to 5 or something like that. A three-quarter day will work, but a full day just seems to give you, like, there was a trip last week that, I mean, they didn't bite till like 5.
Wow.
Yeah, and everyone was just kind of driving around. There was a little hit in the morning, and then, like, I mean, staying till 5 for everybody's, you know, 5 or 6 even.
Yeah.
And, you know, that hit was, like, right then, so you just never know.
And then the drive back still.
Yeah, so, but we like to get a jump on it and make sure we have a bunch of bait and, you know, we're set up for success. So, yeah.
And when somebody comes aboard the Limitless with you, they don't need any tackle. You've got it all, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have it all, like 30-pound bait sticks. We have, you know, pin gear and Calstar rods, Seeker rods, all the yo-yo, you know, if guys want to bring their own surface iron set up, feel free. Guys like bring their own stuff, but you certainly don't have to on the boat, which is a plus of a six-pack boat, you know. And it's not junky gear. It's like we take pride in our gear and take care of it.
Well, you were in the tackle business for how many years?
Yeah, I was
you worked for
for Pure Fishing for 16 years.
16 years.
Yeah. So
well, you know good gear.
Yeah, so then I have a good relationship with the guys at Penn.
Yeah.
So they take care of us, and Rick and Ed at Seeker, they take care of us as well, and CalStar too.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's just, you know, knowing these folks helps you out.
You've been around.
Endeavors, right.
Yeah, you have top quality gear.
And, you know, I don't like to skimp on the gear either. Like, even if we have to pay retail on it, you know, you're gonna lose fish if you have crap.
Exactly.
So
something will give.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to put money into your product.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah.
So when you're fly lining the baits and stuff, are you a fluorocarbon or mono leader kind of guy?
If we're yellowtail fishing, I mean, I don't think it's crucial, but like we use like 35 pound for abrasion, or, you know, the bottom's kind of gnarly and dialing. So, but I don't think it's absolutely necessary. Yellowtail fishing, bluefin fishing, I'm a fluorocarbon guy 100%. But I'm also not a straight braid to fluoro guy. I really believe in mono to fluoro for stretch.
For stretch.
Yeah, huge. I see so many fish lost.
Yeah.
With
just
like straight braid.
Or...
Yeah, yeah. You see it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and guys will come on the boat like yo-yo fishing. I really prefer mono. Like we're fishing like full size jigs with 50-pound mono. That stretch, like they shake off, so they're violent. Guys get too aggro with the reel, and then they pull hooks. And yeah, I see it every day.
Mono.
So I don't know if that's me or old school thing.
No, that's pretty much what everybody says. Yeah,
but I'm a big fan of mono. You know, braid backing mono and a little bit of.
How long is that mono top shot? 100 yard, 100 feet.
I mean, like on our 30-pound bait sticks, you know, where it's pretty much half the spool.
Okay, you're doing the half-half like the old days.
Yeah, half-half, and then...
Do you have a preference on mono?
Yeah, we use Suffix. Yeah, it's really good stuff. It's, like, pretty much the same as, like, Isoline, that triple X. It's really subtle, and then it's really easy to fish with. And then, you know, it's, like I said, it can go battle the round, go through the rounds and, you know, fish again the next day.
Yeah.
So really like it.
That's cool.
Really like it, yeah.
So what's been the technique? Like somebody's going down to the islands, wants to catch some yellowtail. Has it been all yo-yo, surface iron, bait fish? What's the story?
Well, I think it's really a mix now. I mean, this fish is getting really active and higher up in the water column. And, you know, it's a lot of fly line bites, a lot of surface iron bites, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But, I think I see a lot of the private boaters have the most success, like slow trilling sardines.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a big deal. We don't do that, but it seems to work really well for the private boaters. Or just, you know, drifting, you see a spot of fish or a bird picking or what have you, that's something to investigate. For us, it's more the visual sign and using our sonar. So that's like a big part of it is sonar fishing.
See them on the sonar.
Yeah. So then once we get on a school, then obviously we have a bunch of bait to drop on them. So, right. And then, you know, depending on our group, some people have trouble like fishing a certain technique. They can't throw a surface iron. So, you know, so, you know, we've been yesterday.
You can go vertical.
You can go vertical, yeah. So, like yesterday, for example, was a lot of surface or fly line fish. We were fishing on the anchor yesterday, which is cool.
On the anchor, how nice is that?
Yeah, it was great. So it's a nice, you know, to sit on the anchor and slowly pick at them. So that's the goal.
Let them come to you.
Yep.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's fun when you know you're not getting bombarded by seals and you know boat traffic. But
right.
Yesterday we were fortunate.
Boat traffic. You brought it up. It's been a problem over there. And please be courteous. So. You're on a boat, everybody sees you catching fish, and it's like an instant attraction for the fiberglass fleet, right?
The mosquito fleet.
In your eyes, somebody being courteous is doing what? And somebody not being courteous is doing what?
I mean, I have a pretty good idea that, like, most people understand, like, what's respectful distance of another boat, you know? But obviously people get excited, and they want to run in. I mean, that's probably the last thing you want to do.
Because you're just putting down the bite for you.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm, like, stoked to see someone else hooked up. You know, if they're down the road a little bit, I'm not going to try to, like, poach them and come up on them. So, you know, just manage the distance in a respectful way and then just go slow. You know, you don't have to see a lot of guys, like, running around at 30 knots, you know, and then just stop on a dime where
other
boats are stopped.
That just puts the fish down.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense either. And you're burning a bunch of fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is
cheap. They don't give it away anymore.
Yeah, so, yeah, just being respectful of the distance. And, you know, I feel sorry for the, you know, the sport boat guys. They get bombarded.
Yeah.
But, you know, you know, there's only a couple games in town right now, right? And that's one of them. So, naturally, people are going to go down there. So, it's going to get crowded. But, like I said, the fish is more spread out now throughout the island. So, it's not as, you know,
confined your own
confined,
fish.
Confined to the rock pile.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
But still, like, I only imagine today how it looks down there.
Oh, no. I saw a lot of boats being trailered over to Shelter Island this morning. So
when you're going to the rock pile, it's just like a plateau in the water. What is your method for finding the best spot to anchor up and to set up for the yellowtail?
I think majority of this fishing is all current driven, especially when you're fishing on the anchor. Like, I don't like to, you know, set the anchor, like, you know, there's different areas in the rock pile, not just the shallows, like the 9 and the 10 on the shallows, but there's different corners of that place. So there's a lot of just fishing there for a while. I kind of figure out the nuances of it, but when you anchor there, like, I like a good, like, preferably like a downhill tide, like current, like going to the south, southeast. You know, and then really the conditions dictate when you anchor or you don't anchor, you know. So, but, yeah, like in the rock pile in the summertime, a lot of it is around that shallow high spot. So we'll be pretty close to it. So, yeah.
Edge where you're watching for the bait coming up over the edge. You don't hang off, right, during certain times.
Yeah, like there's like the southwest corner, which like drops off like from 20, like, you know, 25 fathoms, what have you, and just drops off right there. We have a lot of success anchoring on that, you know, certain times of the year. And a lot of times there's, like, more meat out there. But it's, like, it just changes every day. And it changes, like, a lot, like I said, depending on the current and the condition.
It changes during the day.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The morning could be totally different than the afternoon.
Yeah, like I was.
The late evening or early evening bite. Right.
Right. Like last week, it was weird. It, like, you didn't see fish. You saw a little bit in the morning, and then you had a little, like a brief shot. And then it was like, most of it was like late.
Yeah.
So you would never, I mean, you'd know there was fish there, but barely.
And the cool thing about yellowtails is you can kind of tell when they're getting active by the birds, right?
Yeah, the birds.
The birds are really the dead giveaway.
Yeah, you can tell. Like, you can feel, like, with their movement. And,
yeah.
You know, they're picking it, you know. Like, the one little seagull, like, makes a, you know, a certain dip or what have you, and you're like, there's yellowtail here. So
there they are.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about. Here comes Captain Ken Franke from SAC to join us here. So we're actually going to put you over here, Ken. And great show to line up here with Matt. And now Ken's going to join us for a little bit here, talk about lots of good fishing and great show, right? Giving away a fantastic prize, too.
Boy, are we. One lucky caller of Texas is going to win a pair of Coastal Sunglasses, the Tuna Alley Pros with the blue mirror and the glass lenses. And you can do that if you can call into the show for the first hour or text the show. Remember, you can text the show through our Let's Talk Hookup app. You just download the app, and then you text us with your name and your phone number and your question. And if we read it on the air, then you're on the list. Hey, and when we come back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live and 97.3 The Fan, we'll get more from Matt and Ken.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa. We will have exclusive products and promotions available only from us. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else at the show will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're going to have a great show today. Captain Matt Barlow with The Limitless. And we got Captain Ken Franke from SAC in the house.
Morning, boys.
Morning.
Hi, Ken. Let me turn your mic on. That would help.
Oh, there we
okay,
go.
Now
hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah. Hey, great to have you. So, okay, so Ken called me for an emergency meeting last night.
Yep.
And there's it's an all-hands-on-deck situation right now for all anglers, right?
It is. It is. What I want to make sure everybody out there understands is the Marine Protected Area meetings are coming up, and it's going to be a big deal. The Fish and Game, first of all, I got to say, the Department of Fish and Wildlife did an excellent job, and we need to support them as they evaluated the Marine Protected area, the petitions. Once they've made the recommendations, that goes to the Fish and Game Commission, But now the Ocean Protection Council has decided that they're going to weigh in as well. And that's going to add an entirely new complex situation to the deal. There's going to be...
When we as anglers call them the enemy...
No, we need to be objective, but at the same time...
I know you
time,
can say that because you have to be politically correct, but I can call them the enemy.
Well,
right?
I got we have to work with them.
Okay.
That's all there is to it. So there's going to be a series of meetings. It starts with the Fish and Game Commission. They're going to have the tribal meeting on April 14th in Sacramento. The 15th in Sacramento, the petitions are going to get heard. And then they're going to have, and this is another important one, they're going to have three regional meetings. One's going to be April 21st in Northern California, May 5th and 6th, that's going to be down in the Santa Barbara area. May 19th is going to be in the L.A. area, it looks like San Clemente. We're going to be posting all this stuff. I won't go into the great details, but we're going to be posting it. But this is important. This is, like, seriously important.
Because they want more.
It would seem that there are those folks out there that want more, absolutely, and you all know who are there, what we went through as a community, a culture, the anglers, the recreational anglers, when the first MPAs went through. Now, here we are again, and another bite of the apple, and the department did those folks deserve kudos for doing a really good job of very appropriately evaluating the applications, the petitions. And now it's going to the Fish and Game Commission, but we also would like to see letters go to the governor, OPC, as well as the Fish and Game Commission, and we'll post all the addresses and stuff. But we want to bury them with letters from us, the public, the people that actually go in the ocean,
right,
so that they can
utilize
see how important we are.
So in the proposed change, is it consistent, the MPA? Is it part of the goals that we originally set forth, or are they going beyond that?
Yeah, no, you were just looking at my cheat sheet here.
Yeah.
So the guidelines are clear. When the department evaluated, is the proposed change consistent with the goals? Does the proposed change improve the overall design? Does the proposed change align with the original intent? And does the proposed change advance management? So the bottom line is the department looked at them and in many cases denied the application because it didn't meet the requirements. The department manages ocean resources. Our ocean resources, through adaptive management, we watch everything closely. We all know we have bag limits, length limits, that type of stuff.
Date limits.
Date limits as well. So they did their job properly. They submitted it to the Fish and Game. We're still waiting for the five tribal-related ones to go through, and that's why I'm going to be attending every one of these meetings. I'd love to have people there, and I would really welcome to have everybody and anybody sending in letters, and we're going to post it all over social media where to send those letters. We want them to hear from us because we do not want to alienate anybody who wants to go recreational angling.
Right.
We are not the enemy.
Right.
We're supposed to be working with the government, with the scientists, everybody. It'd be way better having everybody pulling on the rope the same way. And our fleet and recreational anglers have done a lot of the MPA studies and worked with the scientists. We went from an adversarial, seriously adversarial situation over a decade ago to one of cooperation, respect, and moving in the right direction. We don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
We really don't.
But so let's talk a little more about the Ocean Protection Council, the OPC. Why are they attacking anglers? Why are they trying to take everything away from us?
That's a good question. First of all, to be clear, they aren't attacking anybody. However, they are expressing that they want to add their input into the process as well, which is not anything anybody expected. You know, they too have a role, but I personally think the Fish and Game Commission should have rolled with what CDFW had done. They have a good department. They have hardworking
excellent job.
And people that go in the ocean. They know what they're doing. I'm hopeful that OPC is willing to work with the community, the people that work out there and fish out there and recreate out there. I'm just hoping
that they actually do some research and
yeah,
actually real life stuff.
I just don't know how they're going to be able to come up with personally a recommendation with such a short period of time.
Well,
science-based recommendations.
Science-based.
And remember this, that the Ocean Protection Council is under the Natural Resource Agency. Department of Fish and Wildlife is also under Natural Resource Agency, along with Fish and Game Commission. OPC is in charge of the 30 by 30 process for the marine side. Fish and Game and Department are in charge of regulations and the MPA network. So they were supposed to be two separate processes that we're going through, because the 30 by 30 is still in play also. They said we're not part of the MPA, part of the decadal review, the adaptive management, which is what this is about. There were rules and procedures set in place, and that's why we waited for the department to come back with their recommendations, because what they came back with followed those rules and regulations that they put in place for this adaptive management process. They did what they were supposed to do, and we thank them wholeheartedly. They did it. We trusted them. We backed them. To now come in after the fact and say they've got new whatever, news or science or whatever about this process is just out of left field. We don't understand it.
What new science could they have?
We don't know, because if they had it, they would have shown it.
They would show it.
You know, and keep 30 by 30 separate from the MPA Decadal Review, which is what this is about.
Uh-huh. So how coincidental is it with our outgoing government and administration in California, the famous Governor Gavin Newsom?
Fair question, but everybody can speculate. I mean, yeah. The timing is the timing. But to go back what Wayne was just saying, you know, OPC has a role. We want to work with them. We don't want to alienate anybody. But at the same time, we're not naive. We see the timing. We see what's going on. We're just hopeful that we can work through this constructively. I put in a request to both meet with Secretary Crowfoot as well as Director Eckerle, just to sit down and talk about their vision of the future for our sector. We want to be constructive. I mean, you all know SAC. I've been here 17 years. We have done a good job at turning this train in the right direction. We're running parallel with CDFW. It's working well. We're studying things together. We're working on regulations together, et cetera. We do not want to derail the trust that has been built up because of maybe people not knowing all of the factors behind why we've been doing what we've been doing. But we're just very concerned, and that's why we want to make sure that all the anglers out there are heard and that OPC sits up and takes notice when they get a whole lot of letters from folks, and same at the Fish and Game Commission.
So, again, so the important things, the message you want to get across to our listeners today is send letters, send emails, right?
And if they can, be at those regional meetings or be at the Fish and Game hearing. The regional meetings are going to be in our neighborhoods, so our coastal areas. Fish and Game, those two meetings are going to be in Sacramento. I'll be there. But you can always go online. You can always go on video and sign up to testify. We want numbers. We want people there. The time is to rally the troops. We want to make sure that our voice is heard as recreational anglers.
The closest one would be May 19th in San Clemente.
Yep. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn Express in San Clemente in May 19th.
Yeah.
The one up north is April 21st. It's at the Elks Lodge in San Mateo. May 5th is Goleta. They haven't given you a location yet.
Yeah. So, but right now, the immediate thing that you want to do is get letters. How do we find that information? The Sport Fishing Association?
Yeah, we're going to be posting it all up, but we're going to spread it all over. CaliforniaSportFishing.org. That's okay. CaliforniaSportFishing.org. Governor?
And where would we find that on your website?
We're going to put it right on the front page.
Okay.
Right?
And when would that happen?
I'm working on it later this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to put the address
in the center.
You've
been here since 4 o'clock this morning getting this.
Been here since 4 o'clock this morning doing this. Yeah.
Yeah. Because this all kind of came down yesterday afternoon, right?
Yeah. It's been coming down all week. We've been attending meetings, and we just saw the direction the wind was blowing. And we met with our vice presidents this past week as well. And we just thought, okay, the department has done a good job. Now it's our turn to step in and help support the work that they've done.
All right. So CaliforniaSportFishing.org.
Yep.
Check the front page here within the next few days and write those letters. Make those phone calls to your representatives and get involved, because what's going to happen if we don't is they're going to take more of our coastline away and we won't be able to fish – in a lot of places that we're able to fish now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line.
And again, thank you to the CDFW staff. They did a good job.
Well, we have such a great working relationship.
We
thanks
do.
To you. You know, we have
a good relationship
people,
with OPC,
great,
too.
Great
though.
People
we
from
do.
The California Fish and Wildlife that are involved with us and stuff like that. They're the good guys. They're definitely the good guys.
And Wayne just said it. OPC as well. We just haven't had much interaction with them, but we would like more.
They need an education, I guess, is what
we want to work with them. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Ken, thanks for coming
Thank
in this
you.
Morning. Appreciate your time, and thanks for all your hard work.
You betcha. Thanks for
Appreciate
the time.
Appreciate that very much. All right. Thanks. All right. Hey, we got some great texts, great phone calls. Let's jump into the phones.
Yeah, let's talk
Wayne.
To John from Escondido. John, Escondido, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Hey, so my question for you, right, as a six-pack charter, if you're trolling for bluefin, what do you troll? How far do you troll back? What would be your trolling speed?
Hey, good morning. Trolling for bluefin?
Do you do a lot of that?
We do. I mean, we not all the time,
Mad
but
Max
we do. We don't do Mad Max.
No.
We'll, I like a spreader bar every once in a while,
okay.
Especially when there's not a lot of boats around.
Yeah.
Carlson, we have a couple of Carlson spreader bars from back east that are been proven killers. And
like, how far back do you go?
I mean, the further the better, but
is that
you know,
just to get it out of the white water. And
yeah, you know, a couple hundred yards maybe,
yeah.
and then, you know, we have all a bunch of different spread of feathers and Rapalas,
yeah.
And then of course we skip the yummy and fly the kite with flyers too.
All of that stuff.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
We wrap it all, like everything. We do it all, depending on the conditions.
Yeah.
So.
Have you been successful trolling with the spreader bars, though?
Yeah. Very. Yeah. Unless there's a lot of, the most frustrating thing, I call it the only known enemy to spreader bars, kelp. So.
Kelp, yeah.
Like, so many times we go through an area and you don't see kelp and then you hook it up. But that's, other than that, like, if there's not a lot of boats around when we're traveling or what have you and we feel like we're in an area that we could catch a fish, spreader bars, dynamite.
What gives you the idea that you're in an area where you can catch fish? You see it on the side.
I mean,
of the
it could be a temp break.
Okay.
You know, water clarity, last known. You know, we could have been there yesterday or in the area that we were previously.
Signs
or
of
we
life.
Had reports, signs of life, birds, mammals. I mean, you name it, jumpers.
How fast are you trolling that?
I mean, I'd say 8 knots.
It's kind of like old school. We used to do between 7 and 8.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm not like, especially now with fuel, I'm not going 10 knots with that bad boy. So, but it gets bit like really well.
So you're putting your spreader bar out, and what's the rest of your spread look like?
I mean, a lot of times we'll just troll one spreader bar.
Just one.
Yeah. Because to be honest with you, like a lot of our fishing is like bait stops or, you know, unless we're fishing big ones and then we're, you know, fishing mostly the kite.
If you have too many spreaders out there,
that's
all you're doing is clearing.
I mean, we've tried directional spreader bars, but it at the end of the day, it's like one's enough for us, you know. But you can't. Certainly, I've seen guys throwing three of them and what have you, but that's not our game.
For sure.
So.
Hey, Rodney in San Diego writes and says, he's actually in Santee, says, good morning, guys. My question is, been some years since I've fished the Coronado Islands, and I know there's a certain distance of miles that you must maintain if you do not have an FMM and the bracelet. Can you please touch on those rules? Maybe help some of the younger anglers that are headed down to the islands. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, so it's a 12-mile buffer from
miles.
The coast. Yeah.
So,
basically, if
you're not in the game.
Yeah, no. If you're inside of 12 miles, you're going to need your visas, and then if you're at the islands proper, you're going to need your biosphere bracelets.
Now, is the rock pile considered part of the islands?
Well, that's the gray area, but I would definitely have my bracelets there for sure.
Yeah,
it's really interpreted by what the Mexican government gets stopped. But
yeah, and certainly at the rock pile, you're within 12 miles of the coast. Too,
100%.
And you're within 12 miles of the island, so
Correct.
You're still within that area. Where you'd be
right, that'd be a biosphere, right.
The biosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's just safer to have it all.
I mean, the bracelets aren't that much. It's better safe
than sorry. You said something, though, but we don't need the visas anymore. They
well, we do need the visas.
No, you need your FMM.
That would be. That's what I think. That's what he's considering.
Okay. FMM,
Visa FMM. It's kind of like we use that in the same terminology.
Yeah.
Maybe technically it's not a visa, but it's a.
It's an FMM.
It's a Mexican visa. Is a little right. It is, yeah. And you can sometimes get those online.
Correct.
The problem is the website doesn't work all the time.
Yeah.
That's been a big problem.
So technically that's what you're supposed to have.
Yes.
If you can't get them. That's up to you. I mean, that's your call. You definitely can get the bracelets. You can definitely get your passport or passport card, and you can definitely get your Mexican fishing license.
Yes.
For everybody, not just young, not just over 16, everybody, 100%, whether you're 2 years old or 200 years old, you have to have a Mexican fishing license.
Right. When I bring, my 8-year-old down there, like, he has a Mexican fishing license.
Right.
Or my 13-year-old. So, everybody.
That's key. Yeah, and don't forget that when you come back over the border, you got to fill out your declaration of importation paperwork.
Yes.
It'd be illegal to bring that fish back.
Yeah, especially if you're fishing rockfish, because they're in out of season right now. If a fish and wildlife officer stops you, you need to have that declaration
for
each person on the boat, correct?
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about food. And one of the best places, in my opinion, to get food is Charlie's Landing right there at C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Fantastic breakfast. Breakfast burritos are fantastic. Their lunch is amazing. Go down. The Smash Burger is probably one of the best in town, one of the best values in town, too. You know, as food prices at restaurants go, Charlie's is a bargain, man. You have outdoor dining right on the water there. It's really a fantastic place. What's one of your favorite dishes there?
Fish and chips and the shrimp tacos.
Oh, the shrimp tacos are really good. And you can get them either fried or grilled. Either way, you get it. But Charlie's Landing, and one of the best things is your first beer is $1 when you have a proof of a reservation from a whale watch or a fishing trip, just $1 for your first beer. So you go down there in the evening. Also, if you're getting on a boat, a lot of evening departures starting to come up here. You can go down there and have dinner, get your first beer for $1. Charlie's Landing, it's right there at C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. You don't want to miss that place because it is fantastic food.
Yeah, and when we come back, we're going to have more with Matt Barlow from The Limitless. And don't forget, one lucky caller or texter is going to win a pair of custom sunglasses, the Tuna Alley Pros with the blue mirror and the glass lenses. When we come back, we're going to have fish reports and more of Matt on Let's Talk Hookup on the YouTube, on YouTube app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Adding a fish finder to my fishing kayak completely changed the way I fish. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and I've been fishing from a Hobie kayak for over 4 years now. For about half that time, I was fishing without a fish finder. And trust me, it's called fishing blind for a reason. But don't just take my word for it. Here at Fastlane Kayaks, we've been installing and using fish finders on Hobie kayaks for over 25 years. Over all that time, we've done our fair share of trial and error to find the best mounts and methods for rigging a kayak. So instead of trying to learn 25 years of experience through endless YouTube videos, just drop your kayak off at Fastlane. Every Fastlane install is clean, user-friendly, and built to last in real saltwater conditions. One way we do that is by housing all the fuses and electrical connections inside a small waterproof case. Keeps everything protected, organized, and easy to access. Whether you're looking to add a fish finder, install a motor, or upgrade into a brand new fishing kayak, come by Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking in Mission Bay, or give us a call at 619-222-0766.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit Point Loma SportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, a Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, giant lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, we got a great show going on. Matt Barlow from The Limitless. Hey, and then we got...
time to find out what's biting out there.
Marcos, we get sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill your car, truck, or boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit also is the place to get your lowest price on ice, snacks, and for your trip? And if you get 40 gallons of gas, they will give you...
Or diesel.
They will give you 100 pounds of ice.
They're going to give you 100 pounds of ice for free.
Yeah. Can you believe that? Yeah. As we go into this season, you're going to want that ice. If not, hey, it's $3.99 for a 25-pound bag of ice. And you get, you know, well, actually, it's a 35-gallon fill-up, not a 40-gallon fill-up. Sorry about that. Hey, and they got the best car wash. It's a $6 car wash, and it's expensive. It's better than anything around.
Really good.
And it's half the price.
And here's the deal, too. I was there on Thursday. It was sub $5 a gallon for gas. When was the last? I mean, it sounds as crazy as it sounds. Sub $5 a gallon now is a bargain, right?
Right.
I mean, a place right down the street, I think it was $5.89 a gallon.
I was going to say,
like,
it's pushing $5.50 or above.
Summit Gasoline, under $5 a gallon.
Yeah, don't forget, Summit Gasoline, free ice for our listeners and always the lowest price gas in the San Diego Sports Arena area. Hey, Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Excellent.
Great.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to give you one guess what we ordered for breakfast in the office today.
Breakfast burrito from Charlie.
Well, yeah, we did get a couple of those. I got the breakfast sandwich, but
close enough.
We got some Charlie's Landing, but you did forget the most important part, going to Charlie's Landing. You can come say hi to the guys in the office.
Oh, yeah.
You just left that off of the, you know, benefits. That's not very cool.
Sorry about that. So shop in the tackle shop there, the extensive tackle shop at Seaforth Sport Fishing, and go say hi to the world famous, that guy on the radio, Marcos.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I'll even sign an autograph or two.
There you go. So they're catching fish?
Well, you got some good reason to. Yeah, you definitely got a good reason to come down and get that burger, get in the tackle shop, because there's some really good fishing right now. Half day, the morning trips, plucking away at that calico bass, whitefish, sheephead sculpin. Yesterday afternoon, they had four yellowtail, bonita, some calico bass, and those yellowtail were in the 25 to 30 pound range, so they were definitely not small guys there. And they're starting to make a showing. So lots of options on the half day. The full day down at the island, San Diego yesterday had 30 yellowtail. The Seawash had 62 yellowtail.
Wow.
Some bonita in the mix there, some bottom fishing also. I mean, Polaris Supreme on their trip, bluefin, not quite limits of bluefin, what I understand. Some yellowtail in the mix, reds, ling cod, like everybody catching fish right now. So definitely check the website, c4planning.com. Got the schedule up there for those half days, the full days. The Sea Watch is online for Monday now. We added a trip in there because fishing's pretty good. I got some 7 to 4 trips in there. We've got some 1 day, day and a half, 2 days in the mix there. We're getting trips scheduled throughout the season. And we don't get a break this year, guys. Like, no off season. So get your gear tuned up. Hop on the website. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit some person, get the breakfast burrito next door, and get out there fishing.
Hey, Marcos. Now, of course, next time we talk to you will be next Saturday. It will be in April 4th, opening of rockfish season. How does that change your program over there for the half-day trips?
We'll probably see more of what we're doing right now. They'll probably be fishing that rockfish in the morning. There's other stuff in the mix there. And then I imagine if those yellowtail keep popping up, they'll be doing that in the afternoon. But we'll have to wait and see how it shapes up here. But, yeah. It's definitely, you know, it's a little anticlimactic this year since we had fishing, you know, January, February, and March, but that rockfish season is definitely a popular time, so make your reservations. I know a lot of people are doing their spring break coming up over the next 2-3 weeks here, so make your reservations because there's some great fishing.
Man, I got to tell you, breakfast sandwich, I'm going to have to try that next time at Charlie's, but my favorite, have you had the smash burger over there?
I do, and I get the smash burger quite a bit there. The Caesar burrito, the Caesar breakfast burrito over there is also really good.
Oh, that's true, yeah. That one's really good.
Ooh, that is really good. I have to try that one. Lots of good stuff at Charlie's. And lots of good stuff at C4 Sport Fishing. Marcos, how do we find you again?
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383, or come down and visit us in person.
All right. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you next Saturday, guys.
All right.
And with that, that's the Catch Report, sponsored by Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today.
All right. Hey, let's jump back on the phones.
Yeah, John from San Diego. What's going on, John?
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask Captain Matt if he's got any techniques or tactics to minimize the effect of sea lions down at the island.
That's a good one. I mean, when they get on you, you just got to move. I mean, some days are better than others, but
yeah,
it's not a lot of easy ways to get around those things. If they're there, like, I've fished so many days at Clemente, for example, and, like, you won't see one, and you have decent fishing, and then you go back the next day, and there's 100 of them on you. And you're just, like, you
where'd they come from?
Drop the anchor, and here they get on you, and then you just got to move. I mean, you kind of... Sometimes they let you fish, you know, they don't eat every bait and you can catch it, you know, work sometimes, but then there's other times where they wait for you to hook the fish and eat your fish, like yellowtail, for example.
Oh, they're smart.
I mean, sometimes you can work through that, but if they're eating every bait and just being a nuisance like that, you got to move.
It's funny. I find the younger ones are the more aggressive ones. Yeah. You know, they go after everything that hits the water.
Yeah, I mean, they're horrible, but
yeah, it's part of fishing.
It's part of fishing, and you know, it's part of the game. You got to keep moving.
Yeah,
that's my advice.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that, Wayne. You have a good text, no?
Yeah, here's a good one. It says, "Bruce from Lemon Grove. I know you can take 6 people, but what is the perfect amount of on the boat to fish
for a
full day trip?
For a full day, 6 is fine, but I mean." 4 is probably like the most ideal, you know. Yeah. But
you have 6 bunks on the boat for the day and a half.
6 bunks, and then we have bunks for crew. So, I think full day it's not an issue. Like on our longer trips, like 2.5 day trips, a lot of guys bring 4. But a full day, you know, less is more, obviously. But I'd say 4 would be a nice number.
Yeah, but the boat handles 6, no problem.
We do it every day, all day. Yes, sir.
I remember when I saw you at the islands on St. Patty's Day, you had a whole group of 6 out there catching yellowtail, and they're all dressed up in their St. Patty's outfits.
Yeah, they do it. I think we do that charter every year.
Oh, is it a tradition?
Yeah.
It just so happened it bit pretty well.
Yeah, I don't think last year that worked out so well.
No, I mean, March 17th for yellowtail at the islands? That's early.
It worked out this year and a couple of years ago, but they love it. They always wear the garb for St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, that's fun. Hey, I have another text here from Rudy in Carlsbad. He says, good morning. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Captain Matt and the Limitless crew. Hands down, the best trip last year. Absolutely put us on the bluefin last May with the biggest ones I caught all year. The Pacifica, which is the Limitless, is a thing of beauty, and the electronics on the boat are second to none. He's also not kidding when he says he has all the top gear. Hoping to get back there with him this year, but newborn at home might be keeping me off the water for a little while. Cheers to him and his co-captain, Matt Payton, and the rest of the crew.
Awesome, yeah.
Got some fans out there.
Yeah, I remember that trip. Great, those great times. I remember we had a really good trip, big bluefin, and great group
of guys. You guys, on the Limitless last year, you had a lot of good bluefin trips, huh?
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
What
we
was the secret?
Stinkers. We had some stinkers.
Oh, yeah.
But it was pretty consistent on them for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, we did a lot of fishing out of the bank, you know, between Tanner and Cortez.
Uh-huh.
A lot in the end, like we were fishing Cortez. And it just it seemed pretty steady when we were on the anchor in deeper water at Cortez. Made you look good, but it was pretty good fishing for the whole fleet for bluefin. Yeah. So.
That
hopefully
was,
this year will be a little bit different. Hopefully we get some more yellowfin. That'd be nice.
The way the water is right now, I mean, what was the water temp the other day down at the islands? 65, 66?
Yeah, 65, 66. And then,
crazy.
And then the other day was like, I think yesterday was 68 at some
68?
Part. 68?
Yeah. And it's March still.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What are we going to see come June?
That's an interesting question.
We'll be seeing it.
Yeah. I mean, just go, if you go, like I said, if you just go outside with your boat, a mile outside the harbor, you look over there, it's clean blue.
Beautiful water.
Yeah, mid-60s, like.
Yeah.
You know, last year was, like, freezing. I remember surfing, and it was
yes.
56 degrees.
Oh, I know.
It was
this
horrible.
Year, it's 66.
Yeah.
And we had a storm every weekend.
Yeah, so do the math.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to have more of Matt Barlow with The Limitless. Remember, one lucky caller or texter is going to win a pair of Coastal sunglasses. Tune the Outlet Pros. Hey, and when we come back, listen to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We're going to say goodbye to Jeff on the 97.3 The Fan.
The fish are biting, and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at sagrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Fisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in socalhomeeval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yusuf is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yusuf's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.